Tonight on The Gay Man's Guide.
Ooh, girl, I hope your internet history is clear.
Better delete those cookies.
Girl Scout cookies?
No, not real cookies.
Oh, it's coming up on The Gay Man's Guide.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Gay Man's Guide. I'm Lee.
I'm Freddie.
And I'm still Ryan.
That's good. That's good. None of us are in the witness protection program. That's
well,
nice.
I have multiple personalities.
So. Today's episode is going to be all about social media. This was one of the first ideas that I ever pitched to you, Ryan, about when we wanted to do Gay Man's Guide, because I felt like we could do a whole segment on this.
And we are. Lee. So, dreams come true.
So do's and don'ts of social media networking.
Well, not even just do's and don'ts, because here's the thing about social media is it's still relatively new, and we're still figuring out rules and etiquette and blah, blah, blah. But I just think there's so many interesting things, especially for us as young gay men. Not only gay men, but like as young people, we grew up with it. And so the way we view things is totally different than the way the company we work for might see things, or the way that our parents deal with things. And so I just think it's a really interesting topic because there's not one right or wrong answer. But I know that all three of us are going to have such unique opinions and views on the versions of social media we're going to talk about.
I agree.
Yeah.
But do you remember in the 80s when they did
No, because I was born in 1986, Lee. So no, I don't remember anything in the 80s.
I legitimately
don't
remember the
80s. Back in the good old days. Because clearly I was in 86.
Yeah, you were 86. Born in 86 as well.
Thanks for giving me 2 years on that, though. I heard that.
So wait a second. 86? 86?
Yeah, it was 86.
Yeah, you're 88,
88.
Right?
Oh, you're such a young twink.
You know what's okay? Because you look old as shit.
How dare you? I look young and healthy and gorgeous.
Bitch, you look like you got parentheses around your mouth.
Oh
my god.
Anyway, social media.
Social media, yay.
I do not look like I have parentheses around my mouth.
Back in a ye olde olden days.
Let me just go ahead and point that out. Just because I smile a lot, you fucker.
He's really upset about that.
I am.
He's purposely trying not to smile at this point.
Let's get Botox.
It's stone face Freddy.
I mean, you have double parentheses.
That's because I'm really good.
Hashtag
gay boy.
I can't wait to get into that. That's a little bit later on, but Freddie's going to start us off with the traditional stuff. You know, back in the 80s, there was the video dating, but now we've kind of gone digital now.
Right, so we don't do... Here's my thing. So I'm on a dating website, the free one, the cheap one, obviously, because I'm not going to pay for that. But maybe I'm actually debating, like, should I pay for, like, a profile where, you know, you input your information, they, like, match you up and stuff, because I feel like...
Now, you know, some of them don't accept us.
I know. It's isn't it?
eHarmony, I think, is the one that doesn't accept it.
But so the other ones do. Some of the other ones do. I know Christian Singles does. Christian Singles is actually...
Can we all make Christian Single profiles?
Christian
there
Singles,
are Christian gay men.
Hold on. Christian Single Mingle is totally...
gay friendly?
Yeah, no, they're sponsoring.
Yes, oh. ChristianMingle.com is sponsoring this episode.
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
And J-Date.
I can't. So,
oh, man.
You know, you input all this information, you spend time trying to kind of, not to think too hard, but kind of like someone can get your personality from your profile, right? And like, I get guys all the time who are like, you seem like a really cool guy, I really, really like your photos, and it's like very like chill. And then all of a sudden it's like, you start talking to them and you think that they're relatively normal, and then it's just weird. They disappear.
They're batshit crazy.
They're batshit crazy. I feel like, I'm not saying everyone is like that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there have been very successful. Like my friend, he has a boyfriend with this guy, and they met on the said dating website, and they're perfect. Like, you know what I mean? Like, great.
Yeah.
It worked out. But it just seems like, I mean, all the crazy ones. Or they disappear.
I feel like that's the standard, though. You're always going to get the weirdos that happen regardless of whatever you decide to choose. It's just going to happen.
I guess. I feel like, I don't know why it's so hard. I mean, it's hard for us as gay men in general. It is very, very difficult to find someone that you connect with and who wants to be monogamous. I mean, maybe I feel rude generalizing, but in my opinion and in my experiences, gay men are not as monogamous. And if you guys disagree with me, you can go ahead and comment on the Facebook.
I can see it just filling up the page
tens of 15s of comments.
And 2 likes.
I mean, just go ahead and comment and tell me what you think. Because I would like to be proven wrong.
The thing that I have, like, regardless of what you're using, like if you're using OkCupid or if you're using an app
OkCupid is sponsoring us as well.
That too. Hey, we're not paying any bills, so we can just.
You
throw
can
them
play
out
a
there.
Drinking game with the Gay Man's Guide. Ooh. Take a shot every time we mention a brand or product that is not actually sponsoring us. Here's a hint. No one is sponsoring us.
But I feel
except
like...
Except Christian Single.
And J-Date. Yeah,
right. Those are the two that are. Nothing else is, though.
No, I feel like you're like, for gay guys, it's... I feel like the mentality is different because we're in a completely different time. I feel like if it were, you know, when you actually had to go and meet someone and do this thing, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this. It's called dating. Have you ever heard of that?
I
love going on dates.
I love going on dates, too. I love it when someone, like, asks me out. Because I feel like every time I ask someone out and I take them out on a date, all of a sudden they freaking disappear. And I'm like, hold up. I just spent money on you. Screw you. Ooh. And you
Dine
know what?
And dash.
I'm sorry. Like, I know that that's really...
We should do a dating episode.
I agree. Let's do one.
Gay Man's Guide dating. Done
and
done.
I'm
going
to write that down in my notebook I have.
Yeah.
It's a very, very it's fancy notebook.
It's actually my sketch pad. It's my blank pad for my art and my
drag
notes. And my drag notes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. I mean, that's. I feel like that's crazy. For
yeah,
me.
The I feel
so
that,
how many... Well, I'm sorry. How many are you just on the one dating... Specifically
no,
dating site?
No, I mean, like, I try OkCupid. I mean, everyone's on Grindr, for the most part.
Well, Grindr is... I don't consider Grindr a dating
no,
site.
No,
I don't either.
I definitely think that's that same...
I think it's hysterical to see the profiles that do think it's a dating...
Yeah, and they're like, I'm looking for someone... I was like, no, you
to
are
spend
not.
The rest of my no. life with... Girl, you had 120 characters to put down, and that's what you're going to put down?
And that's not what that is
right,
used
no,
for. I'm
not.
Sorry, the creator of Grindr. I'm sure you did not mean it. No, you
shot.
Didn't.
Did.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah, so.
Okay, but I want to go back to
thank
your.
Thank you for sponsoring us, girl.
I want to go back to your dating though.
Yeah.
Your dating sites because my mom. Uh-huh. Fun fact: so my dad passed, my mom got remarried after 10 years, and she moved to Texas, and he cheated on her.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Fun fact: you guys didn't know that story, did
what
you?
What a dickhead.
Yeah, he cheated on her, so she moved back to Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But she was on multiple dating sites, you know, meeting guys and whatever, and she met this guy. Blah blah blah. How many dating sites are you on? Just the free ones?
Well, not all of them. Just I'm only on OkCupid.
Okay, so it's just one.
Yeah.
So do you think that that's why you're meeting the crazies? Because you're only on the one? Or do you think the crazies also have other profiles on other sites?
I legitimately everywhere? Think that the crazies are on the free one.
they're everywhere.
I'm debating on joining one that you have to pick. And, like, I don't think it's crazy that I need a matchmaker. Like, there's, like, matchmaker millionaire.
Yeah.
Right. So why... Why can't I have my own personal matchmaker that I can finally meet someone who...
Well, because you're not Jewish.
Correct. And I'm not rich. So...
Yes. Yeah, well, that's done and done, yeah. Pretty much.
But it's just frustrating because I feel, for us, it's very, very hard. And I'm personally sick of dating around and... I mean, I'm not saying I'm looking for love. I'm actually more concentrated on career.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if it came my way, that would be great, you know?
Yeah.
But do you think... Well, here's the... Well, and this is turning into more of a dating conversation than a social
media. It is a little bit.
But do you think that looking for love, like looking for relationships, because people always say that it hits you when you least expect it and blah, blah, blah. Do you think that you looking and chasing this eternal butterfly is like part of the issue why you are?
No, I think that I legit.
You think people are insane?
No, yeah. I mean, I'm insane. No, I think that I'm not looking for anything right now.
Uh-huh.
Per se, if it came up, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
I just feel like, I don't know, guys. I feel like it's very, very hard as a gay man.
The websites like that, OkCupid, and all of those are more toward the dating. And the unfortunate thing is there are just as much crazies looking for love that are looking for a quick hookup on the mobile apps. So it's going to happen regardless, I think. So
what is it, Grindr, Growler?
Grindr, Growler, Scruff is.
I'm only on Grindr.
You're only on Grindr?
I'm only on Grindr.
Yeah.
What are you on?
Only Grindr.
What are you on?
I apparently have the collection of apps on my phone.
Okay, yes, read them off of your phone.
Let's see. No joke. I'll even show you the folder that I have for this.
What do you call it? Secrets?
No, it's called it's called Gaydar.
Okay, and there are five apps in there.
Yeah, there are five apps in there. I'm on Grindr, Scruff, Growler, Jacked, and then. A for those late night rendezvous.
You see what I mean? Like all of those names to me are very sexual. True or false? Am I crazy?
Well, our society and even the straight society is sex sells. Yeah, sex sells, and in that we're all looking to get laid. That's the bottom line, right? You know, eat, sleep, and get laid.
I mean, I would like to get laid by the same person monogamously.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's fair. That's...
By the way, I totally want to preface that with I'm not a whore just because I have 5 apps on my phone.
Well, and here's the thing.
Never.
No. Okay, and here's the reality with sex is that monogamy is great, and a lot of people, like, for monogamy, that's what they want, but... There's nothing wrong with having a healthy sex life, and absolutely. As long as you are honest with yourself and your partner, and you are safe, then it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks or says about it, because it's your body and it's your sex life. So if we say anything that like works you the wrong way, it's because I mean, for me personally.
If you have a problem with it, go ahead and comment on the Facebook.
Again, tens of 15s. Here's my thing. I like dating, but I am not going to sit here and act like I don't like go on Grindr. And like I've met guys. I've met guys just for the purpose of having sex off of Grindr. Like,
and there's nothing wrong with that. You guys do that. That's on you. And, I mean, we're grown-ass men. And right, we make our own exactly. Decision.
Well, that's the perfect segue into what I love about the mobile apps and the thing that I hate about the mobile apps. What is the one thing that you cannot stand that people do on Ooh. Mobile apps?
Reply to my goddamn message.
Interested.
Hold on. In regards to that, when they say, oh, they're just looking for friends or to chat, anyone's open to chat, but you don't respond to my message, go fuck yourself.
I think my biggest one is when you decide to message me and you only have a chest photo or you have no photo.
And then you ask me for a photo?
And then you ask me for a photo.
Even though my face is visible already?
Visible on the profile. Why would you ask me for an extra photo? Dude, can you send me a photo of your
face? I just want your face, bitch.
Like, I could care less that you have this... awesome abdomen. I mean, like, my personal opinion about a partner that I'm sexually attracted to, honestly, it's really just the face to me.
Yeah, body for me is not like a total selling point.
Because if I have to kiss your face and I have to look at your ugly face all the time, bull.
Yeah, that's true. If your teeth is jacked, get out of my face. Sorry, was that too
much? There's an app called Jacked. So,
well, that has nothing to do with teeth, though, does it?
No, I hope not. I'm in the wrong site.
But, you know... And there's nothing wrong with that if that is your decision. And I mean, I was in a different place in my life where that was something I was, you know. But it's just something.
Well, that's like I opened up Grindr now, and a good 75% of the people that are currently online all have shirtless torso pictures.
Right.
Are we all safe in saying that Grindr is a hookup app? Is that what we're going to say?
I think it's very fair.
Or kind of just like late night chat, whatever kind of thing. Okay. And while I get that, I did a little experiment. I'm a thick gentleman.
There's nothing wrong with no thickness.
There is nothing wrong with thickness. So what I did is I took a picture of me shirtless and I posted it.
I wondered why you.
I was very confused by that.
No, see, because
I know you. That's why I was confused.
I'm very
by it.
Modest. I'm incredibly.
I
like,
was very confused.
You like cannot... when you say conservative on this 3 gay man panel. That would be Lee.
Oh, yeah. No, that's me. I'm very sensitive, like, because I grew up being called the fat kid and all that stuff. But now I'm just like, I filled it out kind of nicely, so suck on that. So what I did is I put a shirtless picture of me up, and the amount of messages that I got, like, not even an hour later, was just mind-blowing. People that I had messaged before
are now responding
to me.
See, I was talking to a guy a few weeks ago, and he was like, I refuse to send any pictures other than my face. I refuse to.
Because so you have no naked pictures on your phone?
No.
Really?
Well, I don't. Well, there's a few reasons for that. One is because enough people, like, look at my phone to look at other pictures.
That's true.
I would be mortified if someone at work was to come across one of those.
Yeah. Actually, I do have a funny story about that. My friend...
I was in the middle of, like, a really deep...
Did you pick up, like, his phone one day and was like, oh,
no,
it's a wiener.
No, my friend had his mom look through his phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
For, like, because I think it had to do some sort of, like, documentation of something. It had to do with, like, important stuff. And he's like, oh, I took a photo of it. She started just swiping through.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was his wiener. So.
Oh, that's... See, that's why I don't have those.
Right.
But I had this guy that was like, you know, send me a body shot. And I was like, no.
You're going to have to see it in person. Okay.
I always respond, you can see that in person.
Yeah.
For apps like that, when they're like, oh, send me pictures. Because, yeah, I know damn well you're sitting in your bedroom, you know, going to town.
Reading.
Down to a good book every day. But
that's too much. That's too much.
I just finished reading Rapunzel.
You did not read that.
That's
you
disgusting.
Watched Tangled. The movie. Tangled is also
sponsored. Yeah. I'm Blu-ray and DVD.
Well, I, like, because the people that are like, oh, send me like the picture hoarders. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to be one of those, especially when I was younger. Not
yesterday.
Even, yeah, yeah. Sad but true. But I don't do that anymore. I'll admit I have pictures on my phone, but then again, I also have my phone locked, and I absolutely do not trust anybody with my phone but
I
me.
I also lock my phone.
Yeah. So
I mean, I lock mine, but, like, I've got pictures of me and drag that people want to see. I've got pictures of, like, when friends and family come to visit. Like, there's enough of me not naked that people want to see, and there's no reason that anyone would want to see me naked.
Do you have naked pictures, Freddy?
No.
Lies. Oh, you're a liar. Oh, you're such a liar.
Look, the parentheses are back out again.
Oh, you're such a liar.
You have not looked at my phone, so you don't know.
My God, the two of us were just super real.
Yeah, we just had
and
a real
you
moment.
Are going to act like...
I just saw a phone over his shoulder. Speaking of naked.
This is why you don't look at my phone.
Well, that's
jeez,
why I'm
rude.
Not gonna,
do you have naked pictures on your phone?
Do you have naked
phone?
Pictures on your phone?
No.
Yes,
sir.
No,
yes
I
or
no.
Yes or no?
You
no,
do
I
not.
Don't. Not now.
Let me
I
see your phone.
To, no, I'm not going to
Let me see your phone.
No,
I'll show you my phone.
No,
I don't
want to
see your phone.
Shady, shady bitches. This is a good episode.
This
good.
Is
fun.
You did not say that.
What's...
So... Anyway, back to Grindr / gay apps.
Water just moistened me.
Moist? Yeah. I love how you
there
invent
was a
new
drop
words.
Of water. Calm
it's
down.
Moistened.
It's not like
your... My leg is not moistened.
Not moistened. That's more of a dampened.
Anyway.
We're not talking about
so
this.
I'm only on Grindr. So, I mean, for me, I do talk to guys, and I have... Mm-hmm. I've gone on dates with guys from Grindr.
I have, too. Is it... Have
I've
guys,
gone on like 2 days with guys.
Have right. guys kind of also said, yeah, we all kind of understand Grindr or whatever you use as a hookup app, but in that rare chance that you do actually meet somebody, like a guy that I was seeing, we initially hooked up and it was like 2 a.m. and we
had
hooked
up. I got a boyfriend from
And Grindr. Then we ended up like
yeah,
really.
You did.
Did Brian. You really?
Yeah.
Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, like 3.5, 4 months, like
nice.
That is how I met
yeah.
him.
Yeah. The
and,
guy.
Actually, go on. I'm sorry.
Oh, you, no, go. No, go ahead.
I just thought it was funny because, like, we were lying in bed in our relationship or whatever. We're just laying there. He's like, would you be, like, embarrassed if you said you met me off Grindr? And that is such a good question. Would you be embarrassed
Ooh.
To say, how did you guys meet?
It's one of those things that, like, when I introduce, like, if I was to introduce him to my mom, I would be like, oh, we had mutual friends.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it's one of those things that later on it would be a good laugh between us. And, like, our good friends would know, but, like...
Yeah.
My
it's
mom
kind of embarrassing.
I don't think it's embarrassing. I think it depends on the audience.
Yeah, if you're telling it to your mom or dad, no, that's definitely kind of embarrassing. But
unless they're a cool mom. Unless not like regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
My mom's a cool mom.
You guys
I'm
need anything?
Lesbian.
You guys need anything? A condom? Oh, you girls keep me young. Mean Girls is also sponsoring us.
That's two shots.
Yes.
That's a double shot right there. I mean, the guy that I met, we ended up hooking up. It was supposed to be a one-time thing. And then we actually enjoyed each other's company afterwards. And we were like, do you want to, like...
Who was this?
I'm not going to say this person's name. Just because I don't know if that would be something he would want to share.
Beep!
Okay. I want to read... Okay, so here's my Grindr profile. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yes. We should read our
this
Grindr
profile. This is why...
Well, I will say mine. I have nothing except
yours
my stats.
Yours is blank.
It's
okay.
my stats.
Oh, so you just leave it open for interpretation.
No, I legitimately says, like, dates, friends, relationships.
Okay, so you're looking for freights?
Freights.
Friends, dates, and relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking for chat, dates, and friends. And then my about me is, the Henny Penny episode of Golden Girls makes me happy. Looking for friends and dates. So if you think I'm sexy after that, then we definitely need to talk.
Yes.
Because I try really hard to not be super sexy on Grindr because I don't have time for people's
Yeah, there's
bullshit.
Really not.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is, it's got my stats. Don't laugh at my ducktail.
No,
there.
I'm not.
Asshole.
And Ryan just gave each other a hilarious glance.
As we usually do.
Yeah, that's true. I've got mine looking for, I think I went down and just checked everything. So chat, dates, friends, networking, relationship. And then mine says I host a podcast called Gay Men's Guide. And then I shamelessly pimp us out. Are you on Grindr right now?
He is.
So are you.
Yeah, but I'm reading my profile. Mike, how many messages do you have?
Oh, you're the most popular girl.
But, like, you guys can clearly see.
No, you don't have anything on yours. No.
Yeah, you have nothing. But how many messages do you have?
We're not going to talk about that.
All right, anyway.
What's the one thing that you do actually, like, if someone actually did that, you would be like, oh, wow, I'll actually have a conversation with you.
If they actually ask how I am or what I'm doing.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Legitimately, like, having a conversation to have a conversation.
Is what's up enough? Because
do you
want to
know how I treat them? I legitimately, if it's like, sup, number one, I abbreviate everything until they start actually having a conversation. So,
yeah.
Like, sup, NM. I'm that one. I'm that person.
You are that guy. Okay. Yeah. So for me, I'm so easily, like, turned into a blushing little girl that, like, anytime anyone's like, hey, handsome.
Or, yes.
Like, how are you doing, handsome? I'm like, the word handsome, I'm like, oh my God. You are a southern gentleman.
If you say handsome to me or if you compliment me on my eyes, I'm like, and yes, we will actually have a legitimate conversation. I had an argument with my roommate.
God, why are we so shallow?
I know.
That's super shallow.
We just want to be treated with respect.
Like the ladies we are.
Clearly.
I'm just saying, like, for someone to be like,
I get really turned handsome. Off. Like, if I find a guy that's handsome and I, like, message him, like, hey, how are you? And he's like, hey, looking? That drives me crazy.
I always respond with, I didn't lose anything.
Yeah. Like, I hate when guys say looking or they're like, you want to come suck my dick? And I'm like, no, I'm really busy. I'm knitting a sweater right now.
My
so
favorite
I can't.
Is when looking. No.
You are that guy.
Why
literally,
are
just
you?
The one word responses well, from you.
Number one, why? Can you ask how I am?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you...
Can you treat me like a lady before you do me like one?
I'm just
Ooh.
Saying.
Freddy's a top. Calm down. Do you want that edited out?
No, I don't care.
All right. So that's kind of like the gay social media stuff. But then there's also... Facebook is obviously now a huge part of everyone's lives. And so... And with that comes Instagram and Twitter and Tumblr. Like, you can tie all these things together.
It's everywhere.
Side note... If you have these other applications, with really the exception of Instagram, do not tie your shit together. Do not do it. I don't want to see your Tumblr post, and I don't want to see your tweets. I don't want to see you at reply fucking Miley Cyrus about something. Okay. That is not a good Facebook status, okay?
Number one, why are you at Miley Cyrusing anybody?
Well, sometimes you need to just talk to a friend.
That is true.
Like, she, Miley Cyrus.
Party in the USA. Mm.
That's such a good song.
I love it.
Her haircut is so cute. It looks like a little boy.
It actually almost looks like your hair. No, legit. It almost...
It does a little bit.
If you defined yours more, it would look like hers.
Well, I'm not going to look like
Okay, well, good.
I'm getting a hair.
Anyway, so I'm a big fan of Instagram. I've become obsessed. You guys know.
I love it.
Yeah. I love Instagram.
Instagram.
It's auto-correcting photos.
Yes.
It's easy.
But, and this is my same issue with Twitter, is I hate when people hashtag things for people to find them. Like, a lot of my friends are homosexual, so I follow a lot of gay men on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're gonna say it.
Hate. You do this all the time, Freddie. You've stopped recently. But when you take a picture of yourself, you hashtag gay boy, and you spell it two different ways. You spell it GAYBOY. And then you spell it GAYBOI. And I'm like,
actually, I don't do that.
You don't.
In case
that's someone else.
In case the hipsters. In case the hipsters.
Hashtag gay boy problems.
In case.
I only hashtag gay boy problems to make you guys laugh.
Well, that's true. So we have a joke about gay boy problems because there's someone we know who does it obsessively.
Oh, my God.
It's about things like, oh, my eggs are runny. Hashtag gay boy problems. No, bitch. That's called learn how to scramble your fucking eggs.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I hate hashtagging on Instagram unless you're like hashtagging a city or unless you're hashtagging an event. That's what hashtags are made for. That's the same reason when on Twitter when you hashtag things, it ties the conversations
together.
It was meant
for searching.
Right.
But when people
and hashtags
started...
don't work on Facebook, everybody, just so you know.
You
like
don't
the,
say.
When people do it seriously, it drives me nuts. I love when people do it ironically.
Well, there are sometimes, like, because I have my Instagram linked into my Facebook. So whenever I post an image on Instagram, it goes to Facebook.
Freddie, please be part of this conversation and stop grinding.
Just because you're on one app, I got five and I'm not on them the whole time.
God.
You literally have checked your Grindr 3 times since
Yeah, 2 times was relevant to the show. So
irrelevant.
Irrelevant. No, for me, like, I have my Instagram linked to my Facebook. So there are some times where, like, the hashtags don't translate over to Facebook. Right. But it's understood, oh, you're posting from Instagram, right. That's okay. But, like, the people that link their Facebook and their Twitters together, that just drives me insane. Because they're the same damn thing. Why are we treating...
No, they're two... But here's the thing. People treat them like they're the same thing, but Twitter and really Facebook different. Are such different applications. Yeah. Twitter was made so that you can microblog and so that you can connect to what's happening right then and right there. And that's when hashtagging is appropriate. That's when you can say hashtag or Orlando. Like
Instagram. I agree. And same thing with Instagram.
Yeah. Because Instagram has that built into the app, which, by the way, you should be following us on Twitter at GayManGuide. Ding.
We really don't update that enough.
No, it does. I have it. I'm going to contradict myself. I have it linked.
Do you have the Facebook linked to the Twitter?
Facebook is linked to the Twitter.
See, I think that's totally different, especially with a brand. And with a fan page. I think it's totally different to link your Facebook to your Twitter to update the Twitter.
Because I don't want them to miss, you know, if you're on one and not the other, I don't want you to miss anything that we'd be saying.
Which, no, I think even my mom has a Twitter at this point.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh my God, if my mom tweeted, I think I'm going to, did you guys ever see there was an article that someone did, I think it was on BuzzFeed or something, that they told their grandmother that Twitter was Google.
Oh no.
And so it's like random, it's like American flag. Like, that's...
She's just using her search
Tupperware. It's so good.
Oh, that's man. Hilarious. That's pretty good.
So, I mean, for me, I want people to, like... And here's my, like, reminder as the person who's a manager. Just remember, everything you post, if you are tied to your company or where you work on any social media, please remember that when you post things... Please,
I mean, and God. And like you said, social media is still new. Like, this wasn't really a problem 10, 15 years ago. If we were talking in a grocery store or somewhere like that and someone overheard that, that's completely different than posting it on Facebook.
Right.
And just because you may set your settings to where only your work people know that, you still can't talk about that because you're broadcasting it at that point, which is a very interesting fine line. I've seen people get termed for that.
I was going to say, I actually fired someone for
really?
It. Really? Yeah.
Wow.
Is it because they posted a picture?
They were posting inappropriate things about coworkers.
Okay.
They were posting, and it was obvious.
Like, they named them.
They named them.
Wow.
And
that's a no-no.
And they named where they were working.
Oh, no.
And they were talking poorly about the company itself.
Yeah, that's not... That's
and
not
I good. Was like, all right, bye, bitch.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was a fun ride.
Yeah. I mean...
Be careful what you post. Especially about where you work.
Especially about me.
Where... Hashtag Ryan Allen.
Yeah. Hashtag our balls.
Wow.
Rianne Balsley. She's a hashtag.
Oh, that's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
That's really cool.
We need to have Rianne on a show soon.
I agree.
Well, she's coming out a lot for Orlando Fringe, so there'll be plenty of opportunity for her.
What? She's coming out to Fringe?
Oh, she's in Fringe.
You didn't tell me
she's
that.
In a show. We'll talk about it after we record. Yeah, she's in a show. She's in a musical.
So, RuPaul's Drag Race. What you guys think it's tonight? Well,
so it's Monday, so...
Yeah.
But here's the thing. We're not going to... Anyway, here's the thing. I don't like any of the girls this season. We just need to have a recap episode where that's our whole episode. We just talk about
the
show.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that what we're just going to book it into one whole episode then?
I think probably towards the end of the season we should do that.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll do like a mid-show and then a finale kind of thing, I guess. That works.
Yeah. Because I'm going to pour some wine and we're going to watch RuPaul's Drag Race. Correct.
Please and thank you. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook.
Comment on Facebook.
/GayManGuide. We got... I do want to share this really, really quickly. Speaking of social media, we got a message on our Facebook from a guy over in the UK who said about 7 years ago he did a play called The Gay Man's Guide.
Ooh.
And it was the same idea, same concept, but it was in a live performance kind of thing.
Ooh, that's theater.
And
we should have a theater episode.
And I asked, I was like, are you mad? Because, you know, technically you came up with the idea first. You know, the title is technically yours at that point. He said he was actually quite flattered that someone else has the same idea and that we're doing it and spreading the good word and all of that. So
that's awesome.
I'm very happy about that. But I got another wonderful message actually on one of the apps from a guy who listened to our podcast, who said that we are infinitely much better than another show.
Other shows.
Ooh, that's nice. Yeah. I like that
Thank
feeling.
You, guys. That makes us feel good. So be
so
sure.
So please keep making us feel good.
Yeah, because we like that. Any bad things, you can forward that to Freddie
keep
or something.
Keep stroking.
Oh.
Our ego on
yes.
Facebook.
Wow.
Twitter at GayManGuide. Don't forget it because you'll need it. Yeah, we're going to wrap it up. I'm Lee.
Freddie.
Ryan.
Wow, that was good. And this has been the Gay Man's Guide. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye,
bye.
Guys. Team Ivy Winter.
Bye.
Love you.